So four. I have to take a deep breath. The problem here is I fall into four sometimes, because four, in the essence of four, is about the mystery of our true identity. The mystery of our true identity. When we're really with our heart, we start to feel like the back of us falls off. And there's a sense of infinite depth. Like the soul isn't just this little Casper the Ghost kind of glow around your body. It's a vast depth. Remember I said the heart is like an ocean? Well, it feels oceanic, deep, unfathomable, mysterious. And what I love to say that fours tend to respond to is as we start to sense with our heart this presence that is the identity, the objective identity, we feel beauty, the sense of beauty. I don't mean pretty. I mean beauty. The beauty of being, the beauty of the soul, the beauty of how the soul is appearing as the world. There's beauty, intimacy, and depth. And what, boy, oh boy, if there's something that fours live for, is beauty, intimacy, and depth. But what am I after here as that? I'm after, these are the signposts, the markers of drawing closer to what the Sufis call the beloved, right? We're coming closer to our union with God. And in that union is where we know the source of our identity, what breathes us, what gives us the capacity to experience anything, the subject of our experience. You follow me? And what is that? Well, you can't say. You can't draw a line around it. You can put a word on it. It doesn't mean anything. But you sure know when you're getting warmer. You can feel as you sort of drop in. And we start like winking at each other like we know a secret. We know this great secret. You can't even say what it is, but you know what it is, right? And just the delicacy, the depth, the intimacy, and just suddenly everything radiates with this beauty because you're feeling the presence of God in everything. Okay, now lose that. Let that drop away. Stinks, doesn't it? The world bereft of beauty, intimacy, depth, and the loss of any sense of identity. So what does the ego do? Tries to fix that, tries to produce a sense of beauty, tries to find intimacy, whatever it understands that to be, tries to create depth and find out who am I. Now, the ego can only create identity through the way ego does it, through a process psychologists call individuation. What's that? I'm not like you. I'm different than you. I'm not like mommy. I'm not like daddy. I'm not like my sister Betty. I'm not like my brother Billy. I'm me. So then the ego is chronically individuating, kind of emphasizing difference. But at the same time, I'm emphasizing that difference. I'm trying to find this intimacy with you and with everything. It's a little bit of a conundrum, isn't it? It's going to be tricky to work that out. Fours get a little confused in the process, right? But what I'm left with is this terrible bereftness. One thing I'll say for fours is that they, for better or worse, they're not able to put to sleep their grief at their disconnection from God. So in a sense, four holds the place of not being able to cover that over and say, feeling the grief for our disconnection with the beloved. Now, the problem is fours will come up with all sorts of explanations for that that aren't the real deal. I feel this way because mom forgot to get me the doll I wanted when I was six. I feel this way because my math teacher was so mean to me. I feel this way because that last boyfriend was such a jerk. I feel this way because blah, 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 blah. And we create this narrative and this story about the woes I've seen. You ask most people about their life story, very few people I've ever met go, what a laugh, let me tell you how great it was. You ask people about their life story, well, and then my dad left, and and we think that defines us. We take the worst things that have happened to us and make that the defining experiences of who we are. Isn't that interesting? And not just fours, everybody does that. So we carry around this complicated narrative of how our life has been hard and difficult, and envy, the passion, arises because we envy, to really simplify it, is feeling like God gave me the short end of the stick. Everybody got it better than me. My life sucks. It sure has. And man, I've got this. I've been shortchanged. I feel hurt and I feel misunderstood. And God, my sisters got understood. Why didn't I get understood? And it's this sort of protest to the heavens of why I got singled out for bad treatment by God. Now, that isn't to say, you know, some bad things could really have happened to me. It isn't to say that. But envy depends on the fantasy and the comparison with other people that somehow I'm more emotionally crippled than they are. Which I'm not. Don Riso, my writing partner, is a fool, and he loves to tell the story of his spiritual awakening slash crisis, where he was walking across Broadway around 1990, and he says, I took 3.5 steps into Broadway, crossing the street, and a lightning bolt came down and hit me, and it was the realization there's not a thing wrong with me. And he says, it was relieving and the most terrifying thought he had ever had. Because if that's true, who am I? My whole identity's been about how messed up I've been and how I can't get my life together, my romances, even when I've got one, I feel like I don't have one. And, you know, all that stuff. Who am I then? If I'm okay, who am I? The punchline here is simply this. We all have gone through difficult experiences. Many of us have been traumatized. Truth be told, we've all had hurts. We've all been disappointed. One of my favorite quotes that we put in the Wisdom of the Enneagram book from, I believe, a psychologist named Andrew Barron was, it is difficult to love people who hurt and disappoint us, but there are no other kind of people. So it's like, it doesn't to deny that these difficult experiences, but ladies and gentlemen, your identity is none of those things. That narrative is not you. What you are is a magnificent mystery, a manifestation of God existing now. And there's always the call of the beloved trying to call us home right now to this meeting of lovers. In this meeting of lovers, we find out who we are. And even in their despair, something in the four always knows and remembers that. This is the poetry of Rumi. This is some of the writings of St. Teresa of Avila. Right, this yearning, longing for the beloved. So when we get present, it doesn't mean necessarily that the longing goes away, but it gets purified as to what it actually is. And then we are gifted by the virtue of the four, which is equanimity. Now, equanimity might sound like the same thing as serenity, but it's not. Serenity is the, that's what I get for saying a word and trying to spell another one at the same time. Serenity is a non-reactivity to the world. It's like a holding of the world in patience and compassion that lets me see right action. Equanimity is a spaciousness of the heart that lets me feel whatever needs to be felt without rejecting that feeling or adhering to it. So I am not pushing any feelings away and I'm not getting stuck in them. Like all weather of the heart is welcome. And in that state, there's room and expansion for that longing to become a fire. A passion that can take me all the way to that marriage that we were all promised of the bride and the bridegroom. Isn't that a lot nicer way of thinking of yourselves? Who's a four in here? Just give you some reason to get out of bed in the morning? Yeah, it's holy. See, we're all oriented and wanting something real. We're just going about it in a way that can't work. We tend to merge and want to talk and sort of keep each other's egos going and make sure that we're all intact. See what it might be as you see people to actually see them. Take a moment before you speak. Actually see your neighbor, see your friend, see what's really here, and let yourselves drop into the place where we're already connected. See how that feels. Because if we can't be present with other people, it's going to be really hard to do what we're called to do. So thank you. See you in a little bit.